But parchinen, for one from one, a kula become a real good question you could ask. Kol do a small question like parchinen. But chodem metatle now one from two, afilo kol do parchinen. Even a small question also you could ask. But chod mitlos, now one from three, he had the din of Yosef Matzad parchinen kol do. Viloi kula become a parchinen, kol do loy parchinen. Rashi says, Chodim, Chodim, one from one, could go in Bereish, most at the beginning. To boy, you lasu, me'olu, l'chud, you will run out, boss, v'chol, v'zos, v'bano, from olu itself. So then, pachina, kulu, v'chumra, v'loi, kodu. If you're learning out from one, just from olu, then you have to ask a good question. A small question you can't ask. But you come on to Chodim, me'tati, Rashi says, could go in. Sheshivani, we asked on that. Ma'lo, l'shken, l'hois, l'shasa, k'ishem. Tiyom, v'bos, v'hara, shasa, k'ishem. And yet, so mainly learning out now from Chomes Pesach Yechiach. So now that you're learning out from two things, now we could ask a question of Filo Koldo. And we didn't have a good question, and even a small question, that would also slug it up. And now Avachodah Mitlos, as we're going Zu Shemanu, the Klaim Yechiach. You wanted to say that what Klaim should bring a proof. He heard the Dina of Yosef and Matzanav, learning back from Matzad, Im Hoy Bedeinu Tshuva Kulu V'chumra L'Hoshev HaKlaim, you're going Malakam Shkain, so that would be a good question. Learn out one from three, so that's a good question. But then you could even ask a question on a koldu, Rashi says, Al me'atzad, avu kol kamad lo'yhod adino, when you don't bring back its din, lo'y pachin a koldu, afilu shavim bekuloy, kach hamidus mesuras v'deinu misinai. This is the way we learn out. Then what again? If you learn out one from one, then you have to only have a good question. Kol do though a small question you can ask. Chodem mitarte afilo kol do even a small question you can ask. But chodem mitlosh, they have need a third thing to learn it out. To learn out one from the other, then he heard the din of Yosef me'atzad pachin kol do. If you could make a hider a din, say zatzad, and learn it all three together, even a small question you could ask. The lo, if you can't ask this question, then kol do b'chum pachinan, a big question you could ask. But kol do a small question, lo pachinan, that we don't ask. And really, that's the way we're learning out over here, one from three, the way we started out. We started out to say, learn out basa b'chola from klayim, makal b'chayim from oral, I mean. That ma'olash l'nevdu ba'avera tosa ba'no, so basa b'chol b'nevdu ba'avera is for sure tosa ba'no. Then the Gemara sends back, no, ma'olash l'kein l'hois l'shasa kosher, and never had a shasa kosher. So this we said, chamza pesach yechiyach. They're not Chomza Pesach, they have a Shasa Kosher. So you're learning out now from two things, from all of them, from Chomza Pesach. But then we ask the question, I'm all the Chomza Pesach, can on his chorus? So he said, Kla Kerm Yechiyach. That's called Chad Miklas. You're learning out Bosa Becholah from three things. Learning out Bosa Becholah from three things together, from Olo, from Chomitz, and from Kla Kerem. So on this thing, a cold do you can't ask the question. Only if it's a Hoda Dino. So that's what we ask about last kasha. The last kasha is still, how can you learn out Bosa V'cholov? From all these three together, last question was still, Ma'ala Kula Shekeng Dula Karka. That all these three things, Orla, Chomitz, and Klai Kerem, they're all things that come out of the ground. So that's why they're also Bano. But maybe Bosa V'cholov doesn't come out of the ground, maybe it's not also Bano. So that last teretz was, that when you learn out one from three, like now, we're learning out Bosa V'cholov, from Orla, and also you need Chomets involved, and also you need Klai Kerem involved. So then the castle, the terrace is like this. If you have a kasha that's a Kalav HaChayim, a real Svar, the Kapircha, in that Kapircha you could ask and we slug it up. But if you don't have a Kalav HaChayim, it's not a Svar, the Kapircha, just a Mechilik B'Alma, that can't slug up a limit of one out of three. Similarly here, that's what he's saying, that Klai Kerem and Chomets and Orla all have something in common, that it's Gedula Karka, that's not a Kal V'Chayim, that's not a Svarot to say why yes, why not, it's Tama Pircha. So if you learn it out, one from three, you can't have this for Kasha. So that's the Pshat, how do we know that Basa V'Chayim is also Bano, we learn it out from Orla, from Chometz and Maklai Kerem, and you can't ask the Kasha now, these three things are Gedula Karka, because that's not a Svar of a Kal V'Chayim, it's Tama Pircha. We're learning out Chad Metlos, you don't ask a kasha, only a kal v'chayma, a svarodik a kasha. But that's tava pircha koldu, that you can ask on a limit of chad mitlos. Alright, we'll stop here.
We are now in Moda Kuftezain here. Here, Daf Kuftezain Yom Aleph, a few lines down. Now the Gemara asks, Velifruch, why don't we ask the question before in that Limud, Ma Leklai HaKerem Shekein Lohoyselem Shas HaKosha. And the Gemara before the Limud was, by Ola, since you didn't do an Aveira, there's still a Tzosa Bahano, so therefore, Bosa Beholda, you did do an Aveira, Pshita should be Yosa Bahano. Then the Gemara said, no, Myla Ola that didn't have a Shas HaKosha, it was never edible. Mashenge and Bosa Beholda, you could eat each one separately before Medis Muta Bahano. So Moritz says on that, Chometz HaPesach Tachiyach, then the Moritz HaKashtra and Chometz Ayat Tachiyach Chorus. So Moritz said, Klai HaKerem Tachiyach, learn out from Klai HaKerem. Klai HaKerem is not also in the Zonchi of Chorus, and it's also Bano. Now the Moritz the question, how can you learn out from Klai HaKerem? Weren't the Moritz will live for, weren't the Moritz, Ma'ala Klai HaKerem Shekein Lohoi Solehem Shas HaKosha. That Klai HaKerem did not have a Shas HaKosha, was never edible. So you can learn out Bosa B'chola from Klai HaKerem. Because Bosa B'chola at the beginning, you're able to eat each one separately. So you may be only Klai HaKerem, it's also Bahanoah, and not Bosa B'chola. So when it says, Amar Rav Ada Bar Avo, Zoi Samaras, here it's a proof that Klai HaKerem, Ikron Neser. I tell you, no, Klai HaKerem, when you plant in the vineyard vegetables, so it comes Klai HaKerem, not only what grows up now becomes also, but even the Ikron, the roots of the grapes also become also. And that for Hoysalem Shas HaKosha Koidim HaShrosha, they had a Shas HaKosha even before you planted it. The Rashi says the Havamina was the Gesakot Ha'etach Ein HaZriya Neseris Elo HaGidulim, only what grows up new is also Klai HaKerem, but not the original seeds that were there, not the original roots. So, and what grows up never had a Shas HaKosha. So Moritz says, no, Zaysmith, she says, Midlay Porokhishmina Klai HaKerem, Ikra Nesim is Afilu Azriya. Even the seeds themselves are also. Neseris Mishanishrasa, as soon as you planted it, even the seeds become also. So Rashi says, Ikra means Hashrasasa, Neseris means the roots. Ulazriya Zais Hoyskam Shasakesha Koyumer, Mishabolela Machinashra. Like these seeds, before you put them into the ground, they are mutatit. Now when you plant them in the ground next to the kerem, so now it becomes Klai HaKerem, now it's also teeth even these seeds. So these seeds that had a Shas HaKosha was once edible, now becomes also. So it's good to learn out Bosa B'chola from that also. Bosa B'chola also the same thing. It once had a Shas HaKosha, and later becomes also. So it's good to learn out Bosa B'chola from Klai HaKerem. Yeah. This one says, Mosiv Rav Shemaya Baziri. Rav Shemaya Baziri asked the question, is that true that by Klai HaKerem even the Ikra and even the Zriya becomes also? It says, Hamavir Otsets Nokov HaKerem. If somebody has a flower pot, or that you're planting vegetables in, and you bring it through a kerem, through a vineyard. So if it's Otsets Nokov, means the flower pot, the pot, has holes in it, Rashi says, Zroyim Boy, Yav Zroyim, your vegetables grow in it. Vaviri, you bring it through the kerem. Now Rashi says, since it has a hole in it, Yonik mina kerem, it gets nourishment from the kerem. So it depends. Im hoisif mosayim osa. If it grows now, like while you let this pot stay in the kerem, the vegetables there grow 1/200 from what it was before. So then also, then those things becomes osa. So the diik is hoisif in only if something new grows, then it becomes osa. But loy hoisif lo, if nothing grows new, it's not mosif, we don't have more than 1/200 growing visa, and then like it's bottle brave. See, it says what? It says hoisefin only because some new grew. So Rashi says like hoisef mesayim hoisef b'techa kerem, what grew new now, echad mesayim one of 200, shagotl hayerek, that the vegetable grew, or garinam hazorim, those the seeds grew. Therefore, hevilu meya v'tisha matisha dehetu, it's 1/999 a heter, and 1/200 of it is Issa. So therefore, it remains also. But Mash Maloy Hoysef Rashi, if it didn't grow anything new, so there are only a drop, but less than 1/200, then that's bottle the heter. So Mash Maloy, clearly the original stalk of it, the original seeds, remain heter. It's only what grows now after you have the climb in the kerem, what grows new, that's also. But the original seed is still mutter. because the original seed would become also, so as long as it grows a mashu, it should have the yisaklar kerem, and everything becomes also. And here it's a mashu, no, the ik of the roots remain mutter. It's only what grows new when it's in the kerem, that becomes also. So that depends, if it's less than 1 to 100, it's bota barev. So who you see that the ashrosha, the ikrin is not also. So my says, Omrabai, Yabai says like this, I tell you, trei kroi ksiv, there are two psukim here, says in Devarim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, pen tiktash hamaleya, that if you plant zroim in the kerem, be careful, you're going to be maktish hamaleya, you're going to make it hegdish, means it's become osabano, so be careful. Ksiv, it says hazera, it says even the seed becomes also. So hamaleya, it's mash money what grows up new. And then it says hazera, and Rashi says hamaleya, mashma milu v'taisofta, what grows new. And then it says hazera, the seed, the mashma zriyatmi, the seed itself becomes also. So it's a seed with a tupsukim. Okay, so how does it come out? So my answer is like this, zoro meikoroi v'hashrosha. If you plant the seeds at the beginning in the kerem in the vineyard, so now even the seeds itself become also. It's called bashrosha. Right away, the whole thing becomes also. But zeruo bo, like here, you had in this pot, you had vegetables, you had cucumbers growing already in a pot, and now you bring this pot and bring it through the kerem into the vineyard, now hoisif in. If it grows new now, when the vegetable grows new in the kerem, that becomes also. But when hoisif lo, it doesn't grow new, it doesn't become also. The original seed doesn't become also. That's the teretz. That if you're planting it right away in the kerem, then even the seed becomes also. But if you planted it someplace else, and now you're just putting it into the kerem now, and it's already growing, then only what grows new is also not the original seed. Narma says, Masnisa, now Mishnah, the Loikiyar Tana, run like this Tana. The Tana run like this, Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that the Bosa Becholov also Bachilu Mutabano, he holds the Shimon ben Yudu, the Bosa Becholov is Mutabano, it's only Yosef Achilo, but it's Mutter Bano. So Rashi says, Masdis Natoni Bosa Becholov also Bano, it's not like this Tana. Because the Yol Chinem, the Pesach says, Ki Am Kodesh Ato, it says this by Bosa Becholov, V'nem Al-Halan, it says, V'yan She Kodesh Tiyulu, Tiyuli. So, over there it's talking about a Nevela, a Treifa. So, Mal Halan, just like over there by Nevela and Treifa. Also, Bachilu, you're not allowed to eat it. But a mutter bano, the pasuk says, "Lekelov tashlich noisu." Let us throw it to a dog. It's mutter bano. If so, afkan here also a bosa becholov, also bachilus only yosatidit. But a mutter bano, it's mutter bano. So this time here, Rabbi Shimon ben Yud holds bosa becholov is only yosat to cook and also to eat. But bano, it's mutter. Now Mishnah's mashmano, it's even also bano. Now the Gemara says, "Rabbi Kiva roi mechay v'yoyf." We had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, Chai v'yoif. Yes, Rabbi Kiva sheet is what? That Chai v'yoif is not minat Torah. There's no issue with the rice to cook up a Chai v'yoif with milk. So Mora says, honey, and why? Because it says, L'shvashu g'di b'chol v'yima three times, come and teach us only only g'di, and not a Chai, and not a knife. So Mora asks the question, honey ho'af kinu likud Shmuel. We already use these drushes. For Shmuel's our drusha. Rashi says, Chad l'chelev u'meisa. The Chad the Rabbi Shlil, the Chad Loitzi Tamei. We had already drushes from Gidi three times. One teaches what lechelev umesa, that the chelev of the animals also with milk, and who are din umesa, and the Chad the Rabbi Shlil. Somewhere says Rabbi Kiva holds like this Issa Chalalissa. He holds Issa Chalalissa when a svara. So therefore chelev umesa letzricha kro. On chelev we don't need a pasuk. Treat to the Issa Bosa Becholov would be chal upon chelev. Even the chelev was also anyway, but he holds, you say Yisachal Alissa. And therefore, Meser also, you don't need any pasuk for this. Chelev or Meser, you'll start crying, even though it's a Nevela now, so what? On a Nevela also could be Chal, the Yisachal Basa Becholov. Now, therefore, Shlil is Gedi Ma'yu. He also holds that you say is Shlil. You say a fetus is Nisachal Basa Becholov, Chita, you don't need a pasuk. That's a Svara. A fetus, the baby, that's called a regular kid. Therefore, Isalokulu, therefore you have three, it says three times, Vasavasha Gadi. So one is Prat Lachaya, that only a kid, an animal, a behemoth, and not a Chaya, the oif. or lebehima tameya. Once he says a lebehima tameya, there's no issa basa b'cholov. That's why Kiva has his drosha is that in basa b'cholov there's no issa on a chaya oif and a lebehima tameya. Then the Gemara says Rabbi Yosi said the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi yomer nemaloi soichlu. So Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah he just says was loi soichlu kol nevela. So he learns that whatever has nis nevela meaneth to say lechura a chaya and a behema both have is nevela. I and oif also. That's a special drosha of a chalav imoi yotzoiv shein loi chalav imoi. So according to Rabbi Yosi, he holds the behema and a chaya has the yisa, just not a knife. Yeah. Mar says, "My Yikra ben Rabbi Yosi taglilu Rabbi Kiva. What's the difference? Yikra b'nei Achaya. Nafkamina Achaya is the nisa diraisa. According to Rabbi Yosi, is a nisa diraisa cook up Achaya with milk, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's muti diraisa. Rabbi Yosi taglilu sova Achaya diraisa. It's also diraisa. Rabbi Kiva sova no Achaya derabbanan yosam derabbanan. He boys him if wanting to tell you oifikim as then mat nafkamina then oif also. Rabbi Kiva sova Achaya if yoif ena minatera." Hold me, the rabbanon not cereal, but the rabbanon there was also to cook up chicken with milk. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Sova could be oif. I feel the rabbanon amal yasa. Could even the rabbanon Rabbi Yosi hold this mutter. That's also nafkamina. The nagunisa mid rabbanon. Tanya nam yechurim like this also that din koymish or ablozo how you curse and ate some lasses plumim lasses basil. And Yablez's place he held that the tzarke milo even a hechsher even to prepare the knife. Is also Deich Shabbos, even the Heksher. Therefore, in his town, they were allowed to cut down the wood on Shabbos, to make coals, to make basil, to make a knife, to make the Milah. We hold, no, we hold the Heksher mitzvah is not Deich Shabbos. But Nebuchadnezzar held the yes, to his place, he acted that way. Town, they used to eat their chicken and milk together. To see clearly, according to Rabbi Yosi, not only is it mutter midiraisa, but even midiraban also it's mutter. Hamor says, Levi yikloy levei Yosef Rishpa. Levi went to visit Yosef Rishpa. Rashi says, Sidai, because he was a hunter, he used to catch birds. Aisla kamayu reisha ditayusa bechova. They brought in front of him the head, some of this chicken here, of in milk. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He used to come to Rebbe, came in front of Rebbe, Yomalei, Amaylai Teshmatinu, how can you put him to Shamtai? Like, why don't you put a curse upon him? The Chur is serving you, boss for the Cholov. Like, well, you should have said something. The Chur, even though it's only chicken, the Chur wanted to tell him that it was also. Yeah. Shumarin says, Yomalei, ask for the Yehudi ben Meseiruhu. That was the person of Yehudi ben Meseiruhu. The Amina and I say, Dorish to Kabyestag Lili. It could be he holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The yom that he holds yotzoif shein loy cholav imoy. That a bird doesn't have any milk, so therefore there's no issa basa b'cholav. And then according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's mutim mid rabbanon. Therefore he didn't say anything to them. So nechnami, it's another raya. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's mutter. But we the ma'isa we hold know that it's also we hold basa b'cholav. We the ma'isa paskin like Rabbi Kiva that even though mid raisa the issa basa b'cholav only applies to behem Torah. Not to a chaya, not to a knife. But I call upon the midrabbanon though it's also midrabbanon though it's also teat oif that was cooked with milk, or hodin chaya that was cooked with milk. But nafkamina is that there's no issa to cook it. There's no issa, not even midrabbanon, to cook up chicken and milk. Just if it was cooked up, it's also teat it. But b'hano it's mutter, something that's only also midrabbanon. There's no issa hano. B'hano be mutter. So in case somebody or guy cooked up chicken and milk. Kishno Jew now would be muta bahano, you'd let us tell it to a guy, just bahilu, it's also midrabon. Now the Mishnah says, Kevas, oivit krichovim vishal nevelo. The keva, that's really one of the stomachs of an animal, and usually there's milk inside the keva. And here we're talking about what's the loch of this milk that you find inside the keva. Rashi says, Zel chol of korish, shebetrecha keva. That's the milk, the jellied milk that you find inside the thick milk like you find inside the keva. So whether the animal belonged to a guy or else was shel nevela, so Rashi says, the Gemara asked the question, oto de'evi chavim lav nevela hi, like if the animal belonged to a guy and a guy made the shchit, it's also called a nevela. His shchit was not matter with bachila, so see in the Gemara. But in both cases, where the animal is a nevela or else a guy made the shchit, so alocher is harezu asura. It's also to use that milk
to be, it's also to use that milk. That milk is also, harezu asur, it's also to drink that milk. We'll see in the Gemara if we hold like this or not. Now, what's going to be hamaimid, the or, shall kevuk shera? Let's here take the skin, the stomach of a behemuk shera. So the or itself is kosher, you'll not eat it. Just the pshat is, it's fleshix, it's meat. And you use this skin now, you put it into regular milk in order to make it jello, in order to make it maimid, to become into cheese. So you are maimid, ba'or, shokei v'ksheira. You take this skin, which has loch of basar, and you put it into milk. So the Mishnah says, im yesh bay b'noisein tam harezu asura, that if this skin